you know, the Museum of Motherhood is having a huge event, and I have got the woman who started this wonderful nonprofit, Martha Joy Rose. Welcome.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us all about Mamapalooza this weekend. What's going on?
All right. Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. We've got a big family festival happening over at the fairgrounds in the Arts District right next to, well, it's the factory complex. We'll have a full stage, roster of women-owned businesses, musicians. We've got St. Pete Girls Rock, Hexapeal performing along with the School of Rock. It'll be a great day for all.
Well, you know, today is Small Business Day at the Greenhouse, and you have started a nonprofit from scratch. What tips do you have for anybody crazy enough to start a nonprofit?
Never give up. You just keep going. You keep going with the vision. We're doing a new installation today over at MOM. Very exciting, all red. It's called A Womb of Our Own, Seeing Red, and that'll be available to see on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that's amazing about your nonprofit is it was just announced that you are going to be written about as one of the top 35 most interesting museums in the world.
That's true. Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that real
quick.
Well,
I think it's fascinating that the most ubiquitous thing, the thing that we all share in common, just like the air we breathe and the water we drink, is that we all do come from a mother. And yet here is this subject that's taken up as a novelty almost in people's purview of museums. In fact, we have a fascinating collection of art, science, and history about women, mothers, and families.
You know, if you haven't been to the Museum of Motherhood, go this weekend for the Big Mamapalooza, and stay tuned, RadioStPete.com, audio blogs. You'll hear the longer interview with Mamapalooza and Liz Dimmitt. Thank you so much.
Great to be here.